Sunday of Advent. Does it not feel like Christmas to you as far as the weather? It just seems a little bit strange that there isn't snow on the ground, or at least a bit colder temperatures, but we'll take what God gives us, right? Why not wear shorts on Christmas Day? Sounds good to me. Welcome. We are so glad that you are here this morning. It is wonderful week after week to see your beautiful smiling faces. If it's your first time here, we're so glad you joined us here at Little Switchara. But we know that word little does not apply to our God. We serve a great, big, awesome God, and we are here to worship him this morning. And just a few announcements, and we'll do just that. We did just experience the most wonderful of Christmas programs, and we thank all the children, all the parents, all the helpers, especially Pam for just bringing that all together, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful time to celebrate the reason for this season through Jesus. And this 16th of December, we want to encourage you to pray as we're at the Lebanon Valley Brethren home leading their worship service, and just a great time just to share with those residents, and we'd appreciate your prayers during that time. On the 19th, we're going to have Young Family Fellowship. It's going to actually be at the Parsonage this time, so if you're able to come on the 19th, it's at 6 o'clock, and all young families are invited to the Parsonage for a time of meal and a time of fellowship, and just allowing the kids to have an enjoyable time as we prepare for Christmas season. And then on the 20th, we're just having one service, and that is at 10:30. That's also our broadcast Sunday, so we're looking forward to our listening audience being a part of our congregation as well. And then that night at 6 o'clock, if you love to sing or just make a joyful noise like me, come on out for Christmas caroling. It's going to be an amazing time at the cafe, 6 o'clock, and we'll journey our way through Bethel and share the message of Christmas through song. So that will be on the 20th. We also have a very special birthday. I'm looking throughout the congregation. I'm not sure I see Carl here this morning, but Carl Ballsball will be celebrating his 90th birthday tomorrow. Perhaps you've showered him with a card, but we want to wish him a happy birthday and think about him as he turns 90 tomorrow. So well done, Carl, for a faithful life. And then, of course, on Christmas Eve, what a grand time that will be as we celebrate the true reason for this season as we usher in Jesus for Christmas Day at 7 o'clock, the ABCs of Christmas. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. We hope all you are here and your friends and family, and just join in a wonderful celebration of our Christ child. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll enter into our opening worship after the Advent song. Lord Jesus, just thank you so much that we can gather here, that we can see without a shadow of a doubt that you are in our midst. Father, we thank you for the miracle of Christmas, knowing that your son was born and that he went through this life journeying alongside the same journey that we experience, and that you know how we feel, what we go through on a daily basis. And so we rejoice and we have joy in our hearts knowing that. And so this third Sunday of Advent, we come to you and just open our hearts and minds to receive all that you have in store for us. Thank you for being here in our presence. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And invite the Bixler family forward for the Advent reading and song.
If you'll turn to the back of your bulletin for the Advent song, the first time through, we invite everyone to sing together line one. And what you're going to do is sing all the way down to the bottom, and where it has the break mark and the retard, at that point in time, we're going to go back up to the start. And then, if you would sing part two, which is just an octave lower than part one, and you start a measure behind the first people, we'll do it two more times, and the last time we'll do the tag at the end. Good news, be glad and rejoice. Okay, so let's do it all together the first time through. Here we go.
Rejoice, rejoice, good news, be glad and rejoice.
Rejoice and
be glad, all the earth.
God's promise is given in turn.
Rejoice, rejoice, good news, be glad and rejoice.
Rejoice,
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 good news,
be glad and rejoice.
Rejoice and
rejoice and be glad, all the earth.
Rejoice and be glad, all the earth.
God's promise.
daughter Zion, shout aloud, Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm.
On the screen. Mark, can you put the words on the screen that I emailed you? Tell you what, congregation, what it is it's verse one is the first time. If you're in the hymnal, verse three is the second verse. After we sing verse three, we go back and just sing the chorus part of verse one, which is the this, this. Oh, he's got him up there. Okay. So, all righty, here we go.
Indeed, we gather this morning for the very reason of Jesus Christ. We know that he is the one who says not to be anxious, not to fear, for we know that he is with us. And as we travel through this Christmas season, we know there's many things to be anxious about. Sometimes things worth being anxious about, other times things that we just needlessly are anxious about, like that gift I can't seem to find for my father. But that day will come and I'll find that gift. But until then, I'm a bit anxious, and that's okay. But God certainly is with us and he is in this place. So we turn now to our joys and concerns. Anyone who has a joy or concern to share, just raise your hand and Matt will bring a microphone around and we'll pray before the Lord Jesus each of those prayer requests. Amen. Miracles happen, indeed. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. And that's a good reminder for all of us. This is the time of year where many hearts are opened to the reason for the season. And we would encourage you to share your faith, to be a light to your neighbors and to those that you come in contact wherever you may be. And may his hope go forth to those that don't know him this Christmas season. Any others to share this morning? Our sympathies do go out to the Landis and Schwamm family today on the loss of their great-grandmother and grandmother and mother, and just ask the Lord's healing touch upon them as they grieve that loss. Any others this morning? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we are extremely thankful to be here in this place. We know across the world there are those that attempt to gather in your name and are persecuted, and many are killed at the sword. But Father, you protect us in our churches, in our four walls, and we're praying, Lord, that we don't keep that faith here, but we would extend that faith beyond these four walls and share it with our neighbors and friends, that they too might have the same hope, the same joy, and the same peace that we experience day in and day out. Father, we rejoice at the news of those that have felt your touch, those that have experienced a healing and the miraculous reason for this season. But Lord, we know many are still dealing with chronic pain or facing uncertainty. And we come to you, Father, and we ask your healing touch to be upon those. You know specifically, Lord, the struggles that they're dealing with. And we just extend your grace and your mercies upon each of them. And we ask your love to permeate their families and their loved one that is going through a difficult time. And Father, we especially think of Lenny and Nancy this morning. Lord, I pray for their salvation in the powerful name of Jesus, that whoever they come in contact with may be someone of the faith and they would come to know you. Father, thank you for using us as vessels to share your good news. But we do pray that you would just be with that couple that is very special to you and just allow them to find that comfort that is so near to each of us. And Father, we think of those who have lost children and are dealing with that loss, especially during the holidays and the Christmas season, Lord. It's an emptiness that is very real. And we just pray, Lord, that your hope and your love would shine into those families and just allow them to know just how much you are a presence in their lives. And we thank you, Lord, for each one, the legacy that they've left behind for us. And we pray that we would carry forth what they have taught us, what they have helped us to come to know. And we extend our sympathies this morning to the Landis family. And we pray, Lord, your peace to be with them as they experience the grief that goes along with losing a loved one. And we think this morning of those that are just uncertain of their future, not sure what the job outlook is, not sure where their next paycheck's coming from, and just praying your will to be done in their lives. For we know, Lord, that you have a perfect, pleasing plan for each of us. And so, Father, we just turn to you, and we pray specifically this morning for Pete and Carol, for Michael, for Joyce, for Carol and Bonnie, for Jen, for Roberta, for Jim, for Angie, for Matthias, for Martha, for Leonard, and for Jess. And Lord, we're asking that your will would be done in their lives, that your healing touch would be upon each of them. You know their situations, and we pray your power to go forth. Father, thank you for gathering us here in this place. Thank you for the love that is represented in the care for one another. And we pray that we would come to you now during these next few moments of silent prayer and confess our sins to you and ask of your forgiveness, that you weren't just born, but you went through this life and ended on a cross that our sins could be forgiven. And you rose again, Lord, conquering all sin and death itself. So we pray now during these next few moments of silent prayer, our confessions, and also lift up those on our hearts. Father, we thank you for your forgiveness. We know what this Christmas means by the birth of your one and only Son. And there's not a single day that passes throughout the entire year that we take that for granted. Father, may our lives be a reflection of who you are to this world, to this community, to our children and our families. Lord, as we gather for celebrations, may we remember that Christmas story, that way that has been made, that we might know your Son, Jesus, in a personal way. Father, again, thank you for all that you're doing in our lives, and thank you for all that you're going to do. And we celebrate the reason for this season, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Christmas, so we can have what we have. Why else do you think I would do this?
Thank you.
As we look about this Christmas season, there's many things that we see. But may we see what God sees. May we see that people matter to him, that people's circumstances matter to him. And as we give this morning, may we see the mission of the church as we reach out to people to show them Christ, to demonstrate Christ's love in real ways. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the abundant blessings that you give us in our lives. We thank you that we can turn to neighbors and friends and we can find provision. For you send a neighbor to help in that perfect timing. And Lord, we never have to be without. But Lord, we recognize that we live in a world, in a community where people suffer daily, where they do go without. And we're praying, Lord, that you would allow our hearts to unfold to the needs that are in this world. And we pray that our offering would come from a joyful heart, from a cheerful heart, overflowing with abundance. And we thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus. And we thank you that he sees us and he sees our circumstances. Help us, Lord, to see people the way you do. And it's in Jesus' name, amen.
beautiful Christmas gift. There are already a lot of Christmas gifts at my house. How about you guys? No? Yes? Yes? Some? Yeah? Have you ever looked and counted how many Christmas gifts are under the tree? No? I heard about this one little boy who checked under the tree every day to see how many presents there were. He would sort them into groups by either name or by color, and then he would count them to see if he had the same amount as his sister. The one day, he discovered he didn't have the same amount as his sister, and he was very upset. He ran to the kitchen and told his mother that his sister has more than he does. And then he ran to his room and started pouting. He couldn't enjoy Christmas season because he was so upset that someone else had more gifts than he did. What that little boy did not understand was that the real joy in Christmas is not about how many gifts you receive, but in sharing what others have. John the Baptist was sent to prepare the people for the coming of Jesus. He told them to repent of their sins and prepare their hearts for the coming Messiah. What should we do? They asked. John answered, if you have two coats, give one of them to someone who doesn't have one. If you have food, share with others. That same message we need to hear today as we look forward to the Christmas season. If we want to experience the real joy that Jesus wants us to have, then we must learn to share. By sharing that what God has so generously give us, we will enjoy Christmas much more. Today we lit the third candle of Advent. Do you know what that candle means? No? It means joy. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, help us to learn that it isn't what giving that we receive the greater gift, the gift of joy. Go back to your seats. I'm going to give you a little gift. Hold on. Got a gift for you.
Wait a second. Instead of going back.
Oh, you're going to sing with us too.
We decided that just for today, we're going to expand the praise team, and you guys all have to come sing with us. And we worked it out to make sure that you guys knew the words to this song, because most of you were in Sunday school this morning for the program, and we heard it. So you can't fib and say, we don't know that one, because I heard it. So can you guys come up here and sing with us? Come on, come up on the stage and sing with us. We are gonna sing Go Tell It on the Mountain. Yeah, you know it, LJ.
Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ.
Great job. Thank you.
Now you can get, if you didn't get a gift, go ahead and get a gift out of the box. Good job. Did you get one, Graham? Oh, you could get one. Here. Let me get you one.
Open to the hope and love the Christ child brings. We see Mary accepting God's call on her life to be the mother of our Messiah. We see Elizabeth, pregnant in her advanced years, conceive the child who prepared the way for this newborn king. Our eyes do not deceive us. We see in our own lives that joy, unspeakable joy, is upon us. There is great reason to celebrate this season, but don't lose sight of what God is doing. He's not asking us what we can do for him. He's showing us a way through his Son of what he can do for us. It's very important to see what God is up to. He's had a plan since Adam and Eve ate the fruit. Their eyes were open to see. Today I'm introducing you to Zechariah the Silent. He'll share his story of what he sees. Zechariah, your wife just named your baby John. There's no one in your family by that name. Are you sure that's such a good idea? Why don't you name it after yourself? Zechariah, what do you say? Oh, that's right, can't speak, and you obviously don't hear very well either. Did you even hear what Elizabeth just said? She named your son John.
Yep, his name is John. He is to be called John. He agrees.
Let's listen in to what Zechariah's very first words were after being silent for 9 months.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel. He came and set his people free. He set the power of salvation in the center of our lives and in the very house of David, his servant, just as he promised long ago through the preaching of his holy prophets, deliverance from our enemies and every hateful hand, mercy to our fathers, as he remembers to do what he said he'd do, what he swore to our father Abraham, a clean rescue from the enemy camp, so we can worship him without a care in the world, made holy before him as long as we live. And you, my child, prophet of the highest, will go ahead of the master to prepare his way, present the offer of salvation to his people, the forgiveness of their sins. Through the heartfelt mercies of our God, God's sunrise will break in upon us, shining on those in the darkness, those sitting in the shadow of death, then showing us the way, one foot at a time, down the path. Elizabeth, we waited many, many years to be given a child. I was a priest, and the lot had fell on my family, and I had gone to the temple to pray, and God had been silent for more than 400 years. But as I went to that temple to pray, people were gathered around outside. They were waiting for the blessing to come forth. And I prayed for those people. I prayed that this Messiah would come that we had waited for so long. And then as I was praying also for Elizabeth, because people in our area took pity on us that we didn't have a child. But she was past to the age to even conceive. And well, you can see I'm beyond the years of such abilities as well. And as I was praying, this brilliant light shone, and my face fell, and that angel spoke to me and said, "Zachariah, your wife Elizabeth will conceive." You know, there's times where I wish I could keep my mouth shut. And it was in that instance that I said something that I would regret for 9 long months. You see, I doubted the angel. I doubted the angel. I said, "How can this be? My wife is well advanced in her years. She's barren. She can't conceive. And me, I'm an old, gray-haired man." And the angel said, "Zachariah, since you have doubted, you will not be able to speak for 9 months. Now, let me tell you, as a priest, that was very inconvenient. There were people standing outside the temple. The incense was burned. They knew a blessing was coming forth. But as I walked out, I had no words upon my lips. Oh, I knew what I wanted to say. I had it all prepared in my mind, what God was speaking to his people. But I had to doubt, didn't I? I had to doubt that my wife, in her advanced years, would conceive of a child. My advice for us is to never doubt God. He sees us in our circumstances. He sees his plan for our lives. But often, like me, we doubt that God will see us through. But when my tongue was no longer able to speak, the people stood there in amazement, wondering what had happened. And so all I knew was to gesture. And as I gestured, they knew that I had had a divine experience. They knew that I had been with God. I don't know about you, Elizabeth, but those 9 months writing back and forth reminded me of those years when we were courting. I didn't speak much in those years, did I? But the times I wanted to speak, I couldn't speak. And so I would write on the tablet. And that day came when our son was to be born, and our family gathered, and they were like, "You should name him after yourself, Zachariah." And Elizabeth, with the baby in her arms, on that 8th day when circumcision took place and you named your child, she said, "His name is to be John." Now, I was never good at reading lips. I couldn't hear either. I couldn't speak. But at that exact moment, I wrote on the board, "His name is to be John." That is what he's to be called. And God brought that agreement together, that John would be his name because he would prepare the way for the Messiah. It was only a few months later that same angel appeared to this relative of ours named Mary. And Mary had come to visit Elizabeth when she was in her pregnancy, and the baby inside of her, baby John, he leaped for joy. And what joy we have to leap for today. Because we know God has given us a way. He has allowed my son, Johnny boy, to show others that Christ is coming. And he was quite the dunker, I hear, as well. But it was never about him. He always said, "Someone greater than me will be coming." And we know today, as we celebrate Christmas, that is the name of Jesus Christ. And we know unto us a way has been made. So I pray you see what I didn't see. That you see the miracle of Christmas. That when God shows up, he has a way of moving and doing things that we can't begin to understand. But it's much easier for us to doubt and to question and to wonder how. But friends, take it from me, Zechariah the silent. Those were the longest 9 months and 8 days of my life. But God has been faithful. He has shown Elizabeth and I that child that we so longed for. So maybe today, there's something you can't quite see in your life, but God is making a way. May we be ready to accept God's plan. For unto us a way is made. Blessings. Amen.
This one will be projected. It's a little bit different than what's in the hymnal. It is the same verses, but the choruses are just a touch different. Thank you.
grab your hymnal and turn to number 714 with me for a responsive reading as we celebrate this joy. Number 714 in your hymnal. And instead of using was, we're going to use is, okay? He is the Son of God. He came down from heaven. Kings came to his cradle. He is born to be a king. He is the greatest among rulers. He is loved and honored. He is gentle and loving. He counseled perfection. He is a joyful companion. He says, rejoice.
He says, repent.
Love God with all your heart.
Love your
don't be anxious.
Count the
deny yourself.
Ask and
in him is life.
He,
he is a historic person.
He lives today.
He is Jesus of Nazareth. Go throughout this week celebrating the joy that the Christ child brings into our lives. Amen and amen.